If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. That particular radio station, these two idiots don't own the company anymore. They don't own the radio station anymore. There was a moment where, because every radio station had to pay a fee, at least they used to. I was still there when Peter wiped that out. That goddamn piece of shit, Kosan, made it so that the stations don't have to actually pay cash, because typically they would pay cash, and they would have to provide 2-3 minutes an hour for advertising. Nick writes, gross, nothing worse than petting a lumpy dog. Oh, without a doubt. It's like, uh-oh. So these people have to pay, like, whatever, $5,000 a month. This loser that works for Kosan, his name is Adam Wilbur. Fuckface Wilbur forgets to bill the radio station. And for 18 months, the radio station gets away with not paying the $5,000 a month that they owe us. That's $90,000. Now, we wouldn't get all of it. We'd get about 55% of that. Peter would get the rest. So Eric, Greg, and Chris are splitting $49,500. So that's $16,500 owed per. What did Peter do? He absolved them of the debt. Yeah, that was our mistake. Sorry. Ugh. It is so dumb. Jeremy says, I just submitted a clip, easy. Kenny writes, another easy, out-of-context moment headed your way, easy. Yeah, I'm not sure what this is about. But I will guess that this has to do with the Kung Fu Panda crack. All right. Don't mind the static. Here we go. So I had to pound my pud in, like, this child's room. Okay, thank you for listing that as totally not out of context clip. This one's Jeremy's. So I had to pound my pud in, like, this child's room. Let's see what Kenny's was. So I had to pound my pud in like this child's room that has like, you know, a fucking Kung Fu Panda on the wall and shit. I'm like, how am I supposed to jizz with in this room? It was horrible. Here's another out of context moment. I'll cut you, bitch. Knock that shit off right now. All right, that was not that good. New podcast idea. I like Becky's the most as of right now. Dad Learning to Ally. Hey, welcome to Dad Learning to Ally. As the title suggests, I was a dad with heterosexual kids until I wasn't. Let's start the This one's one of my favorites. I'm going to go with all people in wheelchairs are assholes of the day. So if you or someone you know or love is in a wheelchair, you tell them that I said they're an asshole.
It's fucking stupid.
Thank you for making clips. You can do that on Twitch. I don't know how. You'll have to do it. Kenny will teach you. Jeremy can teach you. I think it's fairly simple. Okay. I was meaning to get everybody, kick everybody out on Facebook. Oh, you know what? They're not even here. I didn't even toggle that, so never mind. Facebook and Twitch brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Don't forget to publish them if you want them, Eric. Without a doubt, I will. I'm not going to do it right now. Remind me if you could. Topus says Alt X. And then Chris says, where is Alt X on my phone? Wait, what am I doing? Oh, I see you guys are discussing how to do the Twitch app. Yeah, that's above my pay grade. There's no way I could ever do that. Thank you to TC Paintball. Rick over at TC Paintball is the paintball destination, not only in West Michigan, not only in Michigan, but in the Midwest. That is true. People come from all over to hang out at TC Paintball. If you want in, I'm really having a hard time standing up with this knee. Go over to tcpaintballgr.com. See what's up, hours, location, you name it. And get ready to hang out at TC Paintball. Chris says to clip on your phone app, the Twitch phone app. It's just the little film clacker thing. Super easy. There you go. Now you know. A little bit more about TC Paintball. You can play indoors, outdoors, all year long. Fully stocked pro shop. And just a friendly bunch over there. So if you got the neighborhood kids, maybe Pop is getting the grandkids together and all their friends, you can head over to TC Paintball. Online at tcpaintballgr.com. There's racing this weekend at Berlin, berlinraceway.com. So much fun. Tickets are $14 in advance or $18 at the gate, but just buy them in advance. You can even buy them up until the race time on your mobile device. berlinraceway.com. Parking is free. 15 and under are free. You can bring in a cooler with all your snacks. How great is that? And soft drinks, as long as they're not in glass bottles. They don't like that. And you cannot bring alcohol in. They have all the alcohol you need there. There's also a bar where a band plays every single Saturday night, a different band each week. And it's set up perfectly. I love that aspect of it. I mean, I don't drink, but still, I love it when people are having a good time. And the good folks at Berlin were like, Jesus, people are coming to the races. We're getting, 7,000-8,000 people here. And then they all just leave. How about we give them an opportunity to just hang out afterwards with their pals, maybe meet some new people, hear the music, dance, sing, have a beer or two, couple of pops. So they built this fantastic bar there at Berlin. And they're a wonderful partner of mine. Thank you. BerlinRaceway.com. Frank Fuss from My Policy Shop Insurance. Well, the sun is just beaming in on me, making me look like a ghost. Oh, boy, I'm feeling my age today, man. This is bad. I want you to go to My Policy Shop, pardon me, buyinsurancehere.com. That is Frank Fuss's website for you to get to know him. Fill out the form. Now, this could be you want homeowners insurance, maybe car insurance. Maybe you need a life insurance policy. Maybe you need a renter's insurance policy. Maybe you need health care through healthcare.gov. Frank's going to do all that stuff for you, and he's going to do it for free. Go to buyinsurancehere.com, and Frank is going to help you out. Okay, I'm going to do one more, and then I'll save the rest for later. The immortal Joe Martinez from A&E Heating and Cooling. We just don't hear from him like we used to. I'm super disappointed about that. I mean, we used to start the show at 8 a.m., and now we started at 10 a.m.-ish. Typically, I started it at a little after 9 today because it's a Friday. So I don't know what's up. Him being here, I mean, it was always fantastic, especially on a day where I'm talking shit about Michigan fans. And he should be in here with me debating or calling me an asshole because I'm making fun of Michigan fan. But nothing. I don't dare try to call him right now because I'll probably blow your ears out. And I just can't have that. I want to keep this as clean of a show as possible. I don't want to injure anybody today. Regardless, reach out to Joe when it comes to any type of furnace or AC help, or even installing a hot water heater. You can do that too. 616-516-8579. That's 616-516-8579. Joe helped me install my boiler. Now, before I even knew Joe, he was working for another company. And he was basically working for the man. And so I had a bad hot water heater. And so this company comes in. And this is one of these companies that they try to get you to spend more than you need to spend. And so I just wanted a water heater. And I ended up buying like a tankless water heater. Wait a minute. Yeah, it's a big ass tank, but it doesn't heat the water in there. It's a fucking boiler. And I go, wait a minute. I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. Yeah, this boiler, it just, this is, you'll never run out of hot water. I go, and I'm thinking to myself, do I really need this? And I was like, I don't even give a fuck. All right, yeah, I'll take it. Whatever. Install the boiler. Holy shit. That was an ordeal. There was so much work that needed to be done. You wouldn't believe all of what had to happen. I should go down there one day just to show you the work. And Joe was one of those guys who helped install it. He was working for the man, like I said. Well, one day I had this cat, and the cat was known for taking... It was, the diet on the cat was very specific because the cat was having some gastrointestinal issues. So I had it on a very specific food to try to nurse it back to health. And I was successful doing that. This was Spencer. The problem was when the cat would shit, it was the most atrocious smell ever, even though it's shitting in the litter box. So this whole crew was downstairs working on the boiler. And then all of a sudden I hear, all these Mexicans. They're you ever heard a Mexican gag while he's speaking Spanish and freaking out? Oh, they had to clear out like it was a cyanide leak. And Joe says, the cat's shit, and we can't fucking operate. It's that bad. I go, what the fuck? I went down, I go, oh, okay, I can see that. It was the stuff of legend, okay? I had to clear out the basement and open the windows and get fans going. Because normally when the cat would shit downstairs, no one's down there, and eventually the smell just kind of dies out, but there's people down there. So that fucked them up bad. Fast forward. Doing a podcast. This was probably like 2012. Fast forward podcasting. Joe struck out on his own. And the rest is history. A&E Heating and Cooling. 616-516-8579. Joe installed a new furnace and AC for me last summer and redid my water heater exhaust to bring it up to code. Did the water heater exhaust for free. That's wonderful. Yeah, I had him install a new furnace last year because the last one was original. Bob says he's probably really busy tuning up furnaces. Doesn't winter start there next week? You're not kidding. You know what's funny is Fear Bunker North is in Grayling, Michigan. And when I'm doing the morning show for Q100 in the morning, I have to do the weather forecast. And for some reason, I don't know if it's a geographical anomaly or if Grayling is elevated that much higher than the rest of the surrounding areas. But in northern Michigan, totally different ballgame when it comes to cold and snow. Even though it's, you know, 150 miles, which isn't really that big of a deal. And that's not all north. It's probably like 100 miles north, 120 miles north. And then the rest is you got to go from west to east. Anyway, when you're like, I'm reading the weather forecast and I say the current temperatures, and I'll say the temperature in the community of Gaylord, which is just above it by about 25 miles. All right. Good. It's a pleasant morning. It's 61 in Gaylord, 39 in Grayling. I shit you not. Every morning, it's that much colder there. So in the morning, it's in the 30s now, okay? If they get a cold snap, there is a possibility of snow. Now, that's never happened. The earliest snow they've had there has been like October. But I want it to be where there's like actual snowflakes falling. Chris says what everybody's thinking. It's the hard living line. When you cross the hard living line, US 10, our line of demarcation, it's bleak and cold north of that. That's why we call it the hard living line, goddammit. Rebecca says, I'm from Sheboygan, Michigan, and I remember it snowing in June one year, and she spelled it the way they spell it in Wisconsin. But then she came back and spelled it the way we spell it in Michigan, the C-H-E. Yeah, I remember there was a snowstorm in Traverse City a few years ago in early June. Does happen. Chris's old furnace had an inspection sticker on it from 1978. My God. That's fucking rolling the dice of a carbon monoxide death. All right. There's plenty more that I want to get to. My phone started blowing up last night as at the DNC, the Democratic National Convention, Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan, made an appearance. Now, I'm not really into speeches at the DNC. I guess I would be a little bit more into the speeches at the DNC because I agree with Democrats right now. I'm going to vote Democrat in the next election. So if I'm going to actually listen to anybody, it would be these speeches. But even that, I take this all with a grain of salt. I'm not like going, yeah, get him. Fuck that. Fuck this shit. I mean, I know that people that are going to vote for Trump are fucking morons. I've been talking about this for years. Some of you are still here, and I love you for that. Like I said many times, I love my Trump voters. Okay? Because these are the people who roll with it. They understand that that's just my opinion. They don't get butthurt by it. Same way as if you say I'm a fucking idiot for wanting to vote for Biden or Harris or Gretchen Whitmer or anything Democratic. But I can't do it. Anybody but Trump. I've made no mistake about it. I mean, I've made no bones about this. I'm very upfront with you. If you're still here, to your credit. If you're not, well, then you're a fucking pussy. But yesterday, Whitmer comes out. And I'm just going to say it. She looks like $1 million. Really driving home my point that she is a stone cold fox. I don't give a shit what she said last night. She looked so good. I'm going to eat the peanuts out of her shit if she asks me to.
Please welcome Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
Let me just say this. Democrats are generally better looking people. You ever know, except for this guy right here with the bowl cut. Democrats are generally more attractive. They're smarter. They make more money. They're more productive to society. Okay?
Welcome, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
Oh my God, is she gorgeous? When you get the hair behind the ear like that, first of all, she got long hair. I love long hair.
But I'm Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
When you have hair behind the ear like that, I'm like, oh boy. Woo-wee.
In Lansing, they call me Governor. But in Detroit, they call me Big Gretch. Trump.
Is that Dana Nessel right there? I think this is Dana Nessel right here. She's the state's attorney general.
Called me that woman from Michigan as an insult. Being a woman from Michigan is a badge of honor.
Okay. Now I'm not going to play the whole thing and go, yeah, woo, but I am going to play the end.
Hey. When you're just trying to get everyone out the door, a news alert goes off. Something happened. Something hit the fan. You'll ask, is my family going to be okay? And then you'll ask, who the hell is in charge? What if it's him? What if it's that man from Mar-a-Lago?
By the way, these camera shots, I take back what I said about Democrats are more attractive people. These are some of the ugliest people I've ever seen in my entire life. Let me amend that. Okay? The candidates are better looking. That's the only way I can salvage this. Because this lady, okay, that is not attractive. And who's the asshole that zooms in that far on this lady?
What if it's that man from Mar-a-Lago?
And then this lady, what the fuck? I'm waiting for her to go, dynamite! That's a reference nobody gets.
I know in a crisis, we need someone strong enough to come up with a plan.
Okay, she's my hall pass. I think I might even be able to produce semen.
Tell the truth and to bring people together. Right now, before the crisis, is when we get to choose. Why wouldn't we choose the leader who's tough?
Okay.
Tested. And a total badass.
Yeah, I don't know about any of that. I can't say that I agree with that. About Kamala Harris, who knows what she is at this point? Yeah, okay. That's enough of that. I just like looking at her. Ryan says, I hope she runs for president someday. I think she's got it going on. Corey says, I want the sassy black lady that says, I'm speaking. I don't remember that. Ryan says, I think she said Mar-a-Lago wrong. I think so, too. Nick says, my exact words when you killed my industry for 2 years. Rebecca says, LOL, I love Big Gretch. Maureen says, you know who looked better than Big Gretch? My boyfriend, Sexy Sheriff Swanson. I'm glad you bring that up. Because this is the sheriff from Genesee County. Everybody loves this guy. To me, when you have a sheriff who is... a Democrat. Does that put Republicans in a weird spot? Because you know how like Republicans are always like, oh yeah, man, respect the blue. We got to support the blue no matter what. Yeah, I know that cop just murdered a family of black people, but I still support the blue. So this guy is the blue or the brown, I guess. In Michigan, our sheriffs were brown. What do you do here? Because he's calling you a fucking moron every chance he gets. This is the guy when the world was rioting because Derek Chauvin murdered George Floyd. He went out with the marchers and said, like, fuck the police. Okay? How do you handle Sheriff Swanson? This is a pretty big deal. The guy's speaking at the DNC, and he's very, very popular, this guy. Hey, it's Eric Zane here to tell you about my new favorite marketing partner, Mint Mobile. For the longest time, we've been paying way too much for our cell phone service, our plans, whatever it is, mobile device, whatever you want to call it. Every so often, they like put the screws to you just a little bit at a time. You don't even notice. Next thing you know, you check out the bill. You're like, wait a minute. This is not what I decided to pay for. What has happened? Okay, forget all of that. You can skip it all right now. Everything is about to change for you. Mint Mobile is the key. With Mint Mobile, you'll never, never have to worry about gotchas ever again. That's what I'm talking about, where they slowly raise your prices that you pay. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're like, EZ, tell me more. This is all you do. I did this. All my family has done this. And you should too. To get the new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's good anywhere. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill from whatever ridiculous amount that you're paying each month to $15 a month. mintmobile.com/Zane. pay attention to this legalese. $45 upfront payment. That is equivalent to the $15 a month for 3 months. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speeds slower, 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Don't even worry about that. I use that and it's no big deal. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water. Enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
A lot of people love Sheriff Swanson, including Maureen, who right now is super wet because he's right now on the screen. Yes, and Linda is hearing that, Maureen's sister, about how gushy Maureen is right now.
My job is to protect people, all people. In 2020, righteous anger spilled over into the streets of Flint, Michigan. One bad decision from either side, and there would have been bloodshed. But that didn't happen. We laid down our riot gear, and we embraced the community, and instead of hate, we chose hope. On January 6th, the opposite occurred. That day was paved.
This guy looks like he can bench press like 500 pounds. I think he needs a new haircut, though. It's that stupid jarhead cop look. He needs to go to King's Room.
With division, deceit, and denigration, police officers were attacked that day.
I'll bet you all those ugly women in the crowd are like Maureen gushing. I want to make it clear. Maureen, I'm not saying you're ugly. I'm just saying you're moist.
It could have been stopped. We need a leader who will embody what's affixed to all three sides of my sheriff patrol cars. Protect, serve, and unify. Kamala Harris is that leader.
We have done.
This concludes my coverage of the DNC. Maureen says, stop. Sorry. Tofa says, Trump hates the military, absolutely hates them. Rebecca says, ooh, I like him. Jimmy says, why are there no poor politicians? Well, I mean, somebody's got, of course they're going to make money. Everybody always gets pissed off at politicians because they make money. I'm like, well, what do you want them to do? Not make any money? There should be nothing wrong with people who fucking make money. I don't give a shit if a politician makes money. If a politician makes money, that's one less thing to worry about. That means he can spend his time running the country. I prefer my politicians to be rich as shit because I want them to worry about shit that's important. Leave it to us to worry about our bills. That's our own thing. You don't worry about that. Take it. You can fucking have it. Just do a good job, okay? Don't be corrupt. Don't touch kids and do a good job. Tophus says the guy from Minnesota has a net worth of $150,000 and he's governor. Cool. Yeah, that's not so much. So I guess he's the exception, right? He'll be rich. And that's fine with me. I don't give a fuck. I love you, Jimmy. But when people sit there and whine about politicians making too much money, well, of course they do. They do. They've got a lot more on their plate. They're supposed to. I love that Minnesota guy, that Tim Walz. His kid is special needs. He's got a son. I think he's a young adult. And Walz was talking about how much he loves his family. And then the kid stood up and was crying and like pumping his fist and I love you, Dad. I love you, Dad. And the dad's like, I love you, son. I love you. Fucking great. And then, so the kid was emotional and so was Dad, which who doesn't love that, you know? Well, I didn't even find out about this till Pooh Bear told me. I go, so what's going on? And she said, the right wing assholes are making fun of the kid. I go, they are? What the fuck are they making fun of him for? She goes, because he's special needs. I go, oh, fuck. That's a bad look. I mean, we all know on this show, to quote Michael Scott, retarded is not something you call someone with special needs. Because that is insulting and rude. You call your friends retarded when they act like retards. That's the long and the short of it. You don't pick on him just because he's got special needs. Give him a fucking break. Tophus says Walz is great football dad energy. You see a lot of people they call Walz Tampon Tim because he put tampons in the boys' bathrooms at school so that in case a kid is transgender. Like, let's say, like Ash, my daughter's boyfriend, who biologically is still going to have a period. I don't know for sure about Ash, but a lot of times if someone is transgender, that happens. So then the girl becoming a boy goes to the boy's bathroom and then can get a tampon. And people are like, yeah, what do you think about this? He put tampons in the boy's bathroom. And I went, good. So what? Is that it? Is that the big takeaway? Yeah, but that's woke. I know. Of course it's woke. Woke is an attribute. If you're woke, you've got, that's in the plus column. That's a green check mark. It's not a red check mark. I want to go into bathrooms, dudes' bathrooms that have tampons. Megan says, but that's not the only reason why. I'm not sure. I don't know what you mean by that. Specifics, please. Tofa says, if you're woke, it means you have morals. Yeah, Republicans think that that's an insult. It's like, oh, kind of not. It's the intent is that, you know, other, I don't know about morals, but it means you're on the same page with people who, you know, are different. Jimmy's going with that trope that has been proven wrong many, many times about litter boxes for the furries. About, remember that one? Oh, yeah, in schools, they're putting litter boxes because kids who identify as cats can take a shit. That never happened. That is a falsehood. And all that people need to do is see it written somewhere. They go, see? That's goddamn woke. This is why we gotta hate people. That happened. It's true. I read it on redflagredeye.com. And even if it was true, good. I hope it's true. I want to live in a world where I'm sitting there at the next fantasy football draft party and some guy goes, man, I got to take a dump. And he wanders over to the cat box and takes a shit. Jimmy says, why do you think I'm serious? Just a joke. Oh, of course it is. I know that. But still, it is a, it's a thing to bring up because there are people who do believe that, though. Maybe not you, but there are plenty of people that believe that shit. All right. So I wanted to focus on Sheriff Swanson. He seems all right. Seems like an all right guy. And then Whitmer, that's fucking sweet. Ugh. All right. This is a video going around. I understand there's a lot of politics today, but so what? I had been trying to find out why the big knock on Tim Walz, not Tim Walz, J.D. Vance's. And I'm getting a clear picture. I'm going to read to you a X post by somebody I don't know named W. Camus Bell. And it's an open letter to J.D. Vance, the guy who is Trump's running mate. Hear this guy out. I'm going to read what he wrote. He says, I know I'm a weird messenger to be giving advice, but I truly mean this to be helpful. He writes at J.D. Vance. And the reason why this comes up is because J.D. Vance was looking for a photo opportunity at a donut shop. And what Vance struggles with is communicating. Where Trump is good at that, he is not. And I think this person, this W. Camus Bell, nails it. Writes, Vance, you need to fire your whole team. They clearly hate you. This is TV production 101, and they failed it. One, someone is supposed to scout ahead and make sure everyone, like at this donut shop there, is interested in being on camera and excited to talk to you. And if your team finds out that no one at the place is interested in talking to you, and some don't even want to be on camera with you, situations that I'm sure you are used to by now, then your team needs to find another establishment. Number two, someone is supposed to prep you with names and talking points. This is especially true because, as you know, you are not good at small talk. Your team must even know this by now. Your team has to give you follow-up questions so you are ready to go. What is your best-selling donut? What is your favorite? What do you recommend? This sounds like the Freebird Hot Wing Show. What's your favorite part of your job? Do you eat too many donuts because you work here? This is simple stuff, but again, I get that it is extremely hard for you to speak to humans. This is why you need a better team. Number three, in lieu of small talk, which I would recommend you skipping because you are, again, horrible at it, your team should have given you a pre-decided order so you are ready for the difficult task of ordering donuts. Here are a few suggestions for next time. I'll take a dozen glazed. Just give me a dozen of your best sellers. Just fill the box with sprinkles that you scrape off of sprinkled donuts. Ah! The last one was a trick. If you believed it, then you need more help than I ever imagined. The good news is I'll happily take you on as a client to teach you how to appear more human, all for the price of one jabillion D dollar bucks. Currently, there is a 1% discount, but I need your answer by today. What actually happened? This. And all the things that were referenced there happened here. You might have to listen carefully as the volume is a little challenging. This is J.D. Vance in a photo op in which none of the things that that person I just read to you had happen.
The Zoom has come to town. Thank you for letting us come in here.
She says, I don't want to be on film, and she's blurred out.
Okay, yeah. She doesn't want to be on film, guys, so just cut her out of anything.
Oh, God. You see, this shouldn't be published. If all of this happens, you don't publish it.
Appreciate that, man. I'll show you the answer. I'm running for vice president. Good to see you.
Okay.
I'm J.D. Vance. I'm running for vice president. Okay. That's I don't give a fuck. Okay. And all she wants to do is her job. Doesn't want to be on camera. She's getting her plastic gloves. She just wants to serve this fucking prick donuts. Hey, I'm running for vice president. Okay.
Woohoo. Vice president, good to see you.
Okay.
He says, good to see you. She doesn't even say good to see you. Now, here's where it gets even more ridiculous. Because he doesn't have anything to fucking say. So he goes and just asks everybody how long they've been working there.
How long are you working there?
I've been here since the beginning of July.
Okay.
For this year.
Okay.
And your point? Hot wings? What the fuck? What does that even mean? Now look at the look that he's getting from this fucker. That's a, I'm going to kill you, you son of a bitch. God damn. He's looking at him. He's going to ask him the same goddamn question.
How was you, sir?
Almost 2 years.
Okay, good.
Okay, good. That's it? What the fuck? Why do you care? He doesn't have anything to say, so just ask him how long they worked here.
Everything, yeah, it'll be a lot of glaze here, some sprinkle stuff.
So listen to this. Yeah, whatever. Just give me some glaze, some sprinkle stuff.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of glaze here, some sprinkle stuff. Somebody send in rolls, just whatever makes sense.
So dismissive and disrespectful the way he sounds.
Just whatever makes sense. How long has this place been around?
About 4 years.
Okay.
So he just, oh yeah, okay. He just gets an answer. How long you worked here? 2 years. Okay. This is NFK level of interviewing. All he needs to be do is getting a fucking paper towel and folding it in half. How long you worked at 2 years? Oh, okay. How long has this place been around? 4 years. Wow, okay. How old are you? 38. Okay.
How long have you been here?
A little over 6 months.
Okay, good.
God. Wow. You know, I've heard a lot of people talking about this guy's inability to communicate with people. And I've been like, well, I don't know if we can throw him under the bus yet. But they were right. He cannot communicate. He doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. Ooh, that is rough. Okay, so that happened. And then whoever is on his team says, we got it. We got it. Post. Jesus. Tofa says he's a multimillionaire. This is the first time he's ever been in a donut shop. But I still cannot believe that we're at a stage where the momentum is solely in Democratic hands right now. I didn't think that this was going to happen. Biden stepping down was the best thing ever. I really believe that. Biden had no chance. You heard me on this show. I was saying Trump's going to fucking win. He's going to kick his ass. I don't feel that way anymore. Piano Finger Banger says, J.D. Vance, quote, I'll take whatever donut is easiest to slide my crank through. Does the donut shop have cake donuts or yeast donuts? That's a reference to last night's or Wednesday's. Was it Wednesday? Wednesday's Who Are These Free Beers? Dofus says he's a moron. Of course, he's going with the glaze. See previous comment. All the charisma and inflection of our favorite radio producer, Steve McKiernan. Yeah, it might be. It's not worse. It's bad, but it's not worse. Why do politicians do this? They look so stupid. It's exactly right. And that was recorded. It wasn't like live. Don't insult Steve like that. He went to Ohio State. What do you expect? No, insulting Steve is fine. Steve should not be on a microphone. We know that. All right. That was so impressive. Holy shit. Okay. I talked about the new COVID vaccine. Get that. Get the COVID vaccine. Get the shingles vaccine. And get the tetanus vaccine, the Mpox vaccine, and the hepatitis vaccine, and the flu shot. You want to get all those vaccines. In fact, several weeks in a row, I want you to get one vaccine a week for the next month and a half. If you get all of them at once, it's probably not. You're probably going to be in a bad spot. I don't think they recommend that. But no, I'm all about vaccines, including the one that I'm going to talk about on Patreon. I am not kidding you, but this just crept up on people. And thank you to Bleeding Heart Brian for sending this along. Piano Finger Banger writes, where do I get the vaccine for easy clip audio going right into my brain? I don't know what you're asking. I did not know that this was a thing, but 7 countries, I don't think in the U.S., I take it back, the U.S., the U.K., Germany, Hungary, Poland, Spain, and Turkey. We have phase 1 of a clinical trial in which patients are being vaccinated for something that is not COVID. And I cannot wait to discuss it with you. And I didn't even know this was a fucking thing. I'm just going to tell you, so that you're even more excited about it when we talk about it on Patreon. The headline is, world's first lung cancer vaccine launches across 7 countries. That's right, a lung cancer vaccine. You're goddamn right. That's what we're talking about. Now, this is messenger RNA lung cancer vaccine. The first trial of this. So patients are actually getting it injected. I want to start by saying you are not allowed to get this if you have not been vaccinated for COVID because you're an asshole. So if you're like, I'm not fucking putting that poison in my fucking body, fuck you. You're woke ass shit with your fucking crazy shit, your mRNA. Fuck you and your mind control. I'm a dumb fuck. You don't get it. You're not allowed to get it. So go fuck yourself. You are not allowed to be immune from lung cancer, dickhead. All right? I cannot wait to discuss this on the Patreon bonus podcast. The story just hit, like last night. They're rolling it out right now as we speak. You may have just heard a moan. That was O'Neill. He wants to go OUT. I can't say it because he'll perk up and really start. He's got to go potty, so I'm going to. Uh-oh, he heard me say that. You see that face? That's a face of a dog who's about shit on the floor. Mm-hmm. That's what he's doing. So let me quickly get through this, and I'm going to do the asshole today. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. The immortal Megan and the crew. 616-532-6600. Servicing all cars, all makes, all models, all EVs, all hybrids. You name it. They work on it at Irvine's. ERVines.com. That is ERVines.com. Check out their amazing Google reviews by people who don't have a podcast and are not paid spokespeople. Regular everyday people who just take their cars there, have a great experience, and then they leave the results, little synopsis of their efforts and talk about how happy they are at Irvine, 616-532-6600. From anywhere in the U.S., you can get a mortgage, and that is through the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Okay? You can reach out to them. And, again, anywhere in the U.S., get your mortgage now, refinance later. So buy your house now, refinance later, 231-332-6505. Mario is going to make it happen. Be thinking, by the way, of your asshole of the day nominees. 231-332-6505. Mario will roll out the red carpet for you and make this oh so easy. From anywhere in the U.S., mention your old pal EZ. Today is haircut day for your old pal EZ. I'll be at King's Room Barbershop today in Wyoming, going to see Andy over there. He's got to do some work on my lettuce, and you should too. Haircuts are $19, and you can get one at the Northland Drive location, the Caledonia location, or at 821 36th Street in Wyoming. $19 haircut, give him a tip. I usually give him a 10 spot for a tip, and then I'm out the door. If you want a job there, they're hiring stylists at all three locations. So go bang on their door. Their website is kingsroom.net for more information about that. And they can get you started on a new gig with the pros over at King's Room Barbershop. Asshole day for Ryan and me is definitely COVID, I believe. Yeah, those boys both have COVID. I'm sorry. Bob says asshole today is Mr. Pop Pop for being a cheap fuck and only giving the kid $10 to mow the lawn. All right. Today's asshole of the day is J.D. Vance for obvious reasons. Congratulations, J.D. Vance. You suck. You are the asshole of the day. Special thoughts going out to Kenny and Ryan. You guys are going to be just fine. This too shall pass. Lay low. And you'll get through it. That's all I can say about that. All right, we're going to leave it right there, and I'll talk to you on Patreon. Till next time, folks, have a good one, and bye-bye.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.